GM steers for a quick exit.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon in for Bill Radke. Who wants to buy General Motors? We're not just talking cars here, but the whole distressed company. Today, GM is pushing ahead with a plan to sell most of its assets to a government-funded holding company and emerge from Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection almost a month ahead of schedule. Here's Marketplace's Sam Eaton.
The government-backed plan to create a leaner GM calls for the automaker to sell its best assets to a new version of the company, one with the U.S. government holding a majority stake. The Chevrolet, GM, Cadillac, and GMC brands would survive the transition. Less profitable assets like Hummer and Saturn would be liquidated. Bondholders and some state officials worried about the economic effects of the deal could still slow the proceedings, but bankruptcy lawyer Douglas Bernstein says that's unlikely.
One of the biggest challenges for the objecting parties is you don't have another buyer,
leaving any objectors with few alternatives. And with Chrysler's bankruptcy sale paving the way earlier this month, Bernstein says the precedent has already been set. He says the only question now is whether the government's $50 billion investment will ever pay off. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
Meantime, GM's plan to sell off a major stake in its European division has just hit the skids. Talks with the Canadian auto parts maker Magna has stalled. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has more on that from the European desk in London.
It looked like a done deal with Magna. The German government had given its blessing with implicit promises of cash, and the labor unions approved. But talks between GM and Magna have run into trouble. Now GM is reported to be ready to sign a new outline agreement with a different bidder. Peter Wells of the Cardiff Business School says this is bad news all round.
A speedy resolution was always going to be preferable because otherwise they're simply losing money, and every month that goes by, the credibility of the new entity that emerges in Europe will be somewhat undermined.
A new bidder would have to be approved by the German government. With a general election looming, that decision is unlikely until the fall. That delay, says Wells, could drastically cut the value of GM Europe. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
The Chinese government has decided censorship can wait. Beijing is delaying a new policy that would have forced manufacturers to include filtering software on all new computers. This isn't a very encouraging sign ahead of Wall Street's open. Stocks in Europe have sunk into the red this hour. London's FTSE has stumbled almost a third of a percent. Frankfurt's DAX is off around a quarter percent. And in Paris, the CAC 40 is down almost half a percent. The first flight of Boeing's new 787 Dreamliner was supposed to take off today, but a problem predicting how the lightweight plane will respond to stress of flight means the new plane will stay grounded, Marketplace's Stephen Henn reports.
Boeing introduced the 787 Dreamliner to the public with an over-the-top PR blitz.
Prepare yourself for the future of aviation, the Boeing 787 Dreamliner. How will you travel through life?
As it turns out, this is one trip that will have to wait. Even before the latest snafu, production was running more than 2 years behind schedule.
I think there are good reasons for concern.
Richard Abulafia is an air industry analyst at the Thiel Group. He says Boeing's using lightweight composites like carbon fiber for the plane, and ultimately they'll make it incredibly fuel efficient. But
the problem is we are still in uncharted turf here in terms of using them for major chunks of the aircraft.
And Boeing's own computer models have repeatedly failed to predict how these materials react under stress. Right now, the company's not saying when the plane will get airborne, and some analysts are predicting Boeing won't be able to deliver the Dreamliner until 2011. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Every year, about 200 people die from taking acetaminophen. That's the pain-relieving, fever-reducing ingredient in Tylenol and dozens of other medications. Today, government experts are set to vote on whether NyQuil and other combination cold medications should be pulled from the market to help curb deadly overdoses.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter. People are talking about business and the economy at Gather.com.
Iraq's emerging government is trying to auction off 8 giant oil and gas fields today, but the bidding is off to a shaky start. That could signal trouble for the country's reconstruction hopes. Iraq has the world's third largest proven reserves of oil. But international oil companies are worried the contracts could be canceled in the future. Case in point, the autonomous northern region of Kurdistan, which is already shipping oil to international markets, Reese Ehrlich reports.
Dozens of trucks line up here at the Taktok oil field in Kurdistan. They'll carry the oil to a pipeline that will then pump it to Turkey. Kurdish officials have signed more than 30 contracts with foreign oil companies. Both sides share production costs and profits. But the Baghdad oil ministry calls those contracts illegal because they weren't approved by the country's central government. Baghdad says all oil profits will go to the central government. The Kurdish regional government then gets just 17%, its share of the national budget. Any production costs will not be borne by Baghdad. Kurdish government official Govan Shirwani says Baghdad's refusal to recognize these contracts between Kurds and foreign oil companies is absurd.
How can you accept the money that comes from oil at the same time you don't recognize the contract upon which it was produced and exported?
But some other Kurds criticize the contracts because they provide too much profit for the foreign oil corporations. And Mohammed Tofik, a leader of an opposition political group, says the Kurdish regional government should concentrate on other kinds of economic development.
Reviving the agriculture is important. Building small industries related to agriculture and livestock, like dairies and things like that, are important.
Meanwhile, 100,000 barrels of oil flow from Kurdistan to international markets every day. Analysts say the regional government will likely pay the foreign oil company's production costs and then seek reimbursement from Baghdad. Negotiations between Kurdish and central government officials are continuing. At the Taktok oil field, Kurdistan, Iraq, I'm Reese Ehrlich for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon. We always welcome your feedback at marketplace.org. And thanks very much for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.